Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Off to Australia, New South Wales. Jeremy Zachas joins. It is springtime in New England. A beautiful rainstorm swept through intermittently today, and then the sun would pop out, and then the storms would start again with rolling thunder coming in from New York. All of the rain is coming west to east, sweeping over the coastline and heading out to sea. And the crickets were going no matter what. The streams were running heavy. I have a stream through my part of the world with the waterfall, and it was heavy today because of the runoff of the great big Quaker Hill above us. In other words, daffodils are blooming, forsythias blooming, tulips are coming in. It's early for some of the plants. They'll be here later in the summer. Altogether gorgeous. Now, we went through a rough winter to get here. 7 degrees in February. Putting two spaniels outside at 5 a.m. seems especially rough. However, I just mentioned we didn't get this by being San Diego. We worked for it. Mr. Zachas is in a part of the world that's the other side of the seasons. Jeremy and I have decided the positive thing to say is we live in forever springtime. I enjoyed his spring when I was struggling through the early fall and heading to winter in that 7 degrees. Jeremy, I'm trying to cheer you up. I understand you've got rain and cold. Tell me about New South Wales today, and then we'll go to the weather on Anzac Day. Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. G'day, John. Yes, I appreciate the sentiment, and I like it because it is truly, truly fall here. It is, in fact, exactly the opposite to what you just described. In fact, right down to the fact that our weather, as I speak, is actually coming in from the east and going to the west, which means here in Sydney, it's coming off of the ocean. And when I say weather, it's lots and lots of rain and wind. So very, very cold now coming off the ocean, blowing here into the Sydney suburbs, especially southern Sydney, and blowing inland and just dumping a lot of rain over everywhere. And to make matters worse, not only is it unrelentless, it's continuing pretty much nonstop right now. It looks like it's going to be with us at least for the next few weeks, which means we won't get any more fall reprieve or any more slight little bit of summer before we head into what's likely going to be a very, very cold winter. So, John, I very much appreciate now living vicariously through you with spring, and I can only hope that the next 3.5 to 4 months for us go quickly, because honestly, what we're seeing right now, mate, it is so, so cold, and I think it's a taste of things to come.
Anzac Day. What is Anzac Day for the people of Australia and New Zealand? Explain to an American audience that's not well informed.
Anzac Day is really a national staple for Australia and New Zealand. And what it's based on is remembering actually our service personnel from all wars. So it's not just World War I, which is what Anzac Day is based on. It really focuses on the Anzac Gallipoli campaign, which was in 1915, which was when Australian and New Zealand troops under the command of the British, actually landed at Gallipoli Cove in Turkey. And basically, they took the beachhead, but unfortunately, the cliffs were larger than they expected. They were dropped off in slightly the wrong spot and were very much pinned down over the space of about 9 to 10 months. But what happened was, through that whole period, this great camaraderie, this great mateship formed between the Australian and New Zealand forces there on the beach, that by the time they withdrew, despite it actually being a military loss, it was seen as a national heroic act, I guess you could say, between Australia and New Zealand, that every day, every year now, on the 25th of April, we celebrate Anzac Day as a commemoration to our military services. So basically, it's a day where we do get a public holiday. No Australians work. All the shops are shut. Some restaurants are allowed to open. But what we actually do is we get along with friends. We get the barbecues out. We have the sausages, the chops, and just have a really, really good time. And there are military marches in the morning and also dawn services in the very early morning hours as well. So there is some formalities, but really it's just a great day to be with friends and family and celebrate military service.
Queensland got hit. What hit it?
It was an absolute rain bomb. It was incredible. There were about 10 inches a day in some parts of Queensland, which meant that we have seen flooding all the way from Brisbane, which is the bottom part of the state there. So pretty much the right-hand side of Australia, halfway up the coastline, that's where Brisbane is. But then all the way up into the monsoonal north, there was just rain right across the coastal areas. Interestingly enough, it didn't push very far inland, which often can happen when there's large rain bands like this, but it really was enough, John, to cause a lot of problems for coastal communities. So there's a lot of flood warnings out right now, a lot of people trying to just make sure their homes don't become flooded, especially north of Brisbane. And the worst part is, too, I mean, we're getting rain here in Sydney. Queensland is getting it worse and worse because they've also got the tropical monsoonal season just above them in the Indonesian archipelago, which is pushing down a lot more rain. So, unfortunately, John, the rain bomb is going to continue in Queensland, and I suspect we'll probably be talking about more flooding as we get closer in the winter.
What does Queensland's winter look like? Do they have, that's a warm place, but do they get as cold as you?
No, in fact, I've spent quite a few Queensland winters when I was living up there, and truly, it is actually a beautiful thing because here in Sydney, we're expecting to get sub freezing temperatures, so around about, say, 28, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Whereas when you get to Queensland, a cold day is around about 60 or 70 during the daytime. At nighttime, you can expect temperatures to get down to maybe 55, but it's really, really quite warm. And the great thing is, too, John, is in the winter in Queensland, it is actually outside the monsoonal seasons up near the equator, which means the rain actually disappears for a few months in the middle there. So you tend to get a little bit of humidity, but really nice, warm, stable weather. But then, of course, when you start to get back into spring again on the other end, so around August, September, that's when the rain starts coming back again. But by that time, you've actually had a pretty good winter. And honestly, you're not too worried about it. So honestly, John, I'd recommend if anyone's living in Australia or planning to come to Australia during our winter, Queensland is actually the place to go.
Except for the rainfall. Now, Jeremy, over the last several years, I've reported often about heavy rainfall in Queensland. Are they're accustomed to this, right? They build for it.
They absolutely do. In fact, if you go online and Google Queensland houses or the Queenslander, what you'll notice is that most houses are actually built raised off the ground by around about, say, 10 to 12 feet in some suburban areas. But then when you go into the country areas, they actually build their houses on stilts. And these can be up to 20 feet off the ground. And that is sheer because of one, the rain that causes a lot of flooding in most areas. So it actually keeps the house above the water level. But also, two, in the cyclone areas where you tend to get the really heavy winds and even just the really strong storms, if it's not a cyclone, building a house slightly off the ground can actually create an effect where basically the wind will rush in underneath and won't effectively use the house's walls like a sail and effectively collapse and push it over that way. So you have kind of a dual effect of protection there by keeping the house off the ground. You allow the wind to naturally go around the structure and not blow it over. But then as the rushing water comes in from the coastline, as it always does with the cyclones and big storms, it actually naturally floods underneath. So yeah, type in Queenslander into Google and you'll see that these houses are literally built up on stilts.
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. The fall season is upon him. It's a little chilly to be outside, so we're going to stay inside and talk about snakes. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.